With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Governor Steve Bullock said today he's backing state legislation that aims to prevent foreign money from influencing state elections by closing a loophole created by the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizen United ruling. Bullock said the bill will outlaw foreign spending in Montana elections by preventing foreign corporations, governments, and nationals from hiding behind domestic shell companies to make such contributions. Federal law already prohibits foreign contributions to political campaigns, but Bullock said foreign nationals have evaded it with the shell companies. The bill, sponsored by Senator Nate McConnell of Missoula, would ban political spending by corporations considered to be foreign influenced, which is determined by ownership. Three Montana parents are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a state court's decision to end a tax credit program for private school scholarships because it would have benefited religious schools. The Montana Supreme Court in December ruled the program giving tax credits of up to $150 for scholarship donations violated the state constitution prohibition of direct or indirect aid to religious schools. The parents, represented by the Institute for Justice, filed their petition to the nation's high court Monday. Some Verizon wireless cell phone users in Billings and Bozeman had been having problems making 911 calls. The dispatch center for Billings and Yellowstone County says callers couldn't get through to report crashes and medical assistance requests since Saturday, but the Billings Gazette reports the problem was resolved this afternoon. A plan to allow the state's largest electric utility to buy a bigger share of the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip is taking a new form. The so-called Montana Energy Security Act of 2019 was introduced today in the state legislature. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Hours after senators voted to table a prior proposal to allow Northwestern Energy to buy more of Colstrip and pass along certain costs to their customers for up to 30 years, a similar idea landed in the hopper. Consumer protection advocates and environmental groups objected to the first proposal, saying it would saddle utility bill payers with unknown costs. However, Senator Tom Richmond, a Republican from Billings, says his new bill is more focused and places limits on a possible purchase at Colstrip by Northwestern. Richmond says it would cap Northwestern's potential buy at Colstrip at up to 150 megawatts. He says it would also give Montana's Public Service Commission greater authority to regulate potential costs passed on to Northwestern's customers.
The sideboards are that they can recover up to $40 million over a five-year period, so about $8 million a year.
However, critics of the new proposal say the cost to ratepayers could be greater. And Hedges is with the Montana Environmental Information Center.
This allows Northwestern to not only pass through all costs for remediation and decommissioning, which we know are significant now, it allows them to buy an increased interest in the facility, in addition to any other costs that they request the commission to approve because they have this increased ownership share.
Backers of the bill say it will allow the utility company to buy into reliable baseload power needed during times of peak energy consumption, like during the recent winter freezes. The proposal, Senate Bill 331, has not yet been scheduled for a hearing.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A bill that would rename Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day in Montana had its first hearing in a Senate committee today after clearing the House last month. A steady stream of supporters for House Bill 219 filed into a small room inside the Capitol to testify before the State Administration Committee. Representative Shane Morajot from Missoula gave the opening remarks.
You know, Columbus Day is something that I dread every year. I dread that the state celebrates somebody who brutalized innocent people.
Morajot was joined by Native and non-Native historians, educators, tribes, politicians, environmental and human rights organizations, as well as high school students from the Two Eagle River School in Pablo, in urging the committee to pass the bill. Many speakers testified they did not want to celebrate an individual who left behind a legacy of human trafficking, slavery, and genocide. A single opponent to the bill spoke at today's hearing, Alan Cormany, who is the state deputy of the Montana Knights of Columbus. Cormany suggested that rather than replacing the name of the state holiday on the second Monday in October, the bill be amended to give the day two names, Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day.
Many holidays have two names, Memorial Day, which is also known as Decoration Day, 4th of July, which is also known as Independence Day, and Armistice Day, which is also known as Veterans Day.
A similar bill in 2017 to change the holiday to Montana Heritage Day passed the House 75-25, but never made it out of Senate committee that session.
With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Count Missoula among the cities to be represented in the youth climate strike, which is expected to draw tens of thousands of students outside their classrooms this week in protest of environmental inaction. 17-year-old Hellgate High School senior Ren Sillenberg has been planning her school strike with other members of its environmental club. Students plan to exit Hellgate after fifth period on Friday, then, signage in tow, chant their way to the Missoula County Courthouse, where they expect to join students from Big Sky and possibly Sentinel High Schools. Their message is simple. Those in power must do more to slow climate change.
I think as young people, we want to have a safe and healthy planet for in the future, and we feel like adults haven't really been doing their job to respect that right, and so we want to see policy changes and actions at local and national levels.
Local students are following the lead of Greta Thunberg, a 16-year-old environmental activist who in August 2018 started skipping school on Fridays to protest outside Sweden's parliament. Thunberg's activism went viral. Now students in more than 90 countries will hold their own climate protests this week. Ren Sillenberg doesn't know how many Missoula students will protest Friday, but points out an anti-gun violence rally in the fall drew several hundred. If Sillenberg has a message for elected officials, it's to quit politicizing the facts and practical implications of climate change.
It's a public health issue, and it shouldn't be, it shouldn't have this partisan divide tied to it, but it does, and I think that's one of the things that I would really like to see change as I grow up.
According to a 2018 report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, world leaders only have 11 more years to avoid what it says will be disastrous symptoms of global warming, including drought, wildfires, and food shortages. That makes climate change the number one global issue in Sillenberg's eyes.
Yeah, I love like skiing and backpacking and stuff, and I want to be able to continue to do those things and like have my kids be able to do that as well.
Sillenberg says the public should get used to young activists because they're going to be the voice of this country for a long time, and that gives her hope for the future. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.